Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sarah Heiner is our guest, our good friend. She is the president and CEO of Bottom Line Publications. And Sarah, give us the website, please.
Bottomlineinc.com.
Bottomlineinc.com. So check it out, folks. You can find their periodical there, and then all their different books, the Bottom Line Yearbook. And I have my 2017 Health Breakthroughs.
We have three annuals that we update every year. The yearbook, the health breakthroughs, which is the hottest health information from the year, and then we actually have a special one for women.
Time out. Where's the special one for men?
Well, you know, it's funny. I have this special
I want to know. Where is it?
It's in the works. But here's the fact of the matter. Women are just more complicated than men.
I'm sorry. I missed. Would you say that again?
Women are more complicated than men.
You have it on record now, folks.
Our plumbing is more complicated. For good or for bad, we're precious jewels.
It's just the plumbing that's complicated. Is that what you're saying? Just the plumbing.
It's the plumbing. We worked it.
Everything else is perfect. Everything else is perfect, right?
We are all perfect humans, and that includes our ability to be flawed. So I tell my kids when they pick on me, I go, hey, isn't that great how perfectly human I am that I can make mistakes?
Well, I hear you. No, I'm glad women have their own book. That way, but I still think men need our own book. It was it'd be a short book. It'd be a little one.
I got to tell you, I am on a kick, actually, that I think, you know, there's feminism. I think there needs to be menimism.
Minimism.
Minimism, because women have all.
You want to minimize men? I know what you're saying. I hear you. All right,
I think there needs a minimum.
Let's talk about password overload.
You think?
Yeah. Howdy, have I got it? Especially since all the new sites that I go to, when I can't put the password I want in, I got to put all this jumbled up numerical capitalized fake
character. Well, you don't want to be hacked, right?
I don't want to be, but I can't remember what I put in there.
Okay, so there's a couple things that you can do. Two totally different strategies. One is there are a number of software websites, applications that can manage your passwords. So they're stored in the cloud. They're heavily, heavily encrypted. So you put your information in, and it's like Fort Knox around it. And the great thing about using a password manager is that you only need one password to remember to get in.
I really need this. And this isn't the first time I've reported on this. I'm so lazy. I can't believe I haven't already done this. This is fall off a log easy stuff to do, folks. Please. Tell us the best one.
So there are three that our experts recommended, and then I want to tell you another secret for passwords. So there's something called LastPass. That's the most popular one. About 7 million people are using this thing. It's called LastPass. They have a free, and then there's like a premium if you want a couple added services. So LastPass, the cheapest, it's free, $12 a year if you want a little bit of premium bells and whistles. Dashlane is what's the most user-friendly. So frankly, even though this one costs a little bit more, for people like you and me who are a little bit of tech herds, we might want to use Dashlane.
Right.
And that allows you to sync easily with all your different your phone.
I like
your
having
iPad,
options. I like having more options. That's the reason I have a Google phone, Galaxy rather than an iPhone.
Yes. Okay.
I'm a control enthusiast, and I like to have.
Well, the Galaxies, all the people that have the. Oh, God, now I'm blanking out. It's too early in the morning.
That
operating system. The Apple is like for idiots like me. Anyone can use it because it's so user-friendly. If you want more control
you got limited options. You don't have as many options. You don't have as many fine-tuning adjustments as you you do with
because you don't have the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can totally fine tune it.
So that's where the control enthusiasm comes in. So
yeah,
all right.
I just take it as it is.
So give us the three.
So Dashlane is the most user friendly.
Dashlane, LastPass, and the third one.
And then third one. So there's one called TrueKey. Now this one is like the Uber Super one. You don't even need a master password because it uses facial recognition instead.
Ah.
You take a picture with your, you know, either through the camera or your computer. Yeah. That one's the most expensive. That costs about $20 a year.
But does that work on your computer?
It does. You can take it with, just the camera on your computer. Now, if you don't want to deal with all that, here's also a trick, and I do this, with my passwords. If you take some, I'll call it a master base, right? So here's my daughter's secret. She's a hiker. So she would take a mountain name that she climbed because she was a hiker and the altitude. So I'm making it up. You know, Pike's Peak, 14,225. So she might use a base of like Pike 14,225. And then every time you go to a website, you put something in front of it that connects to that website. Right? So if you go to Amazon, it might just be
the continent. But that's because she's young. Her memory's so good.
I do this too, actually.
No, but you're young. Your memory's so good.
No, actually, with repetition, I still do it. It's just an option. I think that the software is great using these password softwares, but just as another option for you to be able to just have it. And even when you need your master password, because you don't want to use your birthday.
I just bought a new heating and air conditioning system for my office. My thermostat is an Internet of Things thing.
Oh, it's
I have a new password
for
my thermostat, for God's sake.
I have to call my husband to raise the temperature in my house.
Yeah, I did it on the way to work, you know. So all I'm getting at is I got too many of these things. I need some help.
Yeah, no, these password managers are great. And what happens is you put your one master one in, and then the other thing when you do, if you do a lot of internet shopping and stuff, it will autofill the other fields. You can also add your address, your credit card number, your email address.
So handy.
So it'll just do it all for you.
Check it out, folks. And I need the website again, Sarah.
BottomLineInc.com.
Folks, when you buy the yearbooks, the Bottom Line yearbook and the health book and all that, put in radio in the code there, and they'll give you a discount. A nice
20% off.
We like that. Quick break, Tintel. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.